Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanish Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 321, season 13. Today's date is April 7th, 2024, and welcome to the show. Yes, another podcast episode I'm doing today. On today's program, I'm going to talk about the rock group, the Shadows of Night. They performed during the mid-60s. And I'll talk about my memories of that band and their music. Also, I also talk about my memories of the Good Humor ice cream truck that I remember seeing in the parks in my neighborhood. So that one's going to be fun. That really is. So because I love ice cream. Can't help it. So that's a very interesting topic. Right now, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Old Style Beer. And here's a commercial. I'm sorry. Here's a commercial from 1979. And once I play this commercial, anyone who grew up in the late 70s and early 80s would remember these kind of commercials that Old Style had on television and on the radio. It's a classic. So sit back and relax, and I'll be right back with the show, folks. Thank you.
Perfect brewing water. Gottlieb Heilemann spent years searching for it. Back in 1853, he found it. Sparkling pure Wisconsin spring water. Today, Heilemann's Old Style is still brewed with virgin pure water from underground springs. Still brewed in the old world way called poisoning. Heilemann's Old Style, pure brewed in God's country, slowly.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Old Style Beer from 1979. That beer's still around. It's not the same, but I'll get to that in a second. That is brewed by the Heilemann Brewing Company. And it's been around for a long time, very long time. And you know, when I was growing up, as a teenager, and when I started going to Bogan High School, that's all I ever saw, this beer. the logos and all that. I saw the kids with the t-shirts and all that. And, you know, looking back then, it was kind of shameful in a way, because now, you know, kids were starting drinking like that. And I go, ooh, wow. You know, and to tell you the truth, that wasn't my first a taste of beer. Not really. It was when I went to Greece. No, actually, I apologize. Yeah, it was Old Style. Yeah, I forgot about that. I was about 15. I went with a friend. He called me and said, yeah, let's get together and somewhere. And I got a six-pack and we'll drink. And I go, all right. You know, out of curiosity, as most teenagers were back then. So I had one or two. That's it. You know, I didn't get drunk or anything like that. I've only been drunk maybe two or three times in my life. I don't like it. I don't like the feeling. I don't care for it. And never had a hangover for some strange reason. But that's all the kids were talking. All the kids of Bogan were talking about this beer, but they drank other brands, you know, like Stroh's, that's gone, or Budweiser, not so much. Schlitz, that was on its way out. What else was there? Michelob, mostly it's a stall style. And that is sold at, it's so popular, it became one of the sponsors of the Chicago Cubs. I don't know if it's still there, because I don't go to Cubs games, so I only went once. So, yeah, so that was my first time drinking Old Style. You know, the second time, you know, when I went to Greece in the summer of 1979, me, my mom, and my brothers, we visited there. We stayed at my grandmother's house. And then my uncle, not the one who lived there, my other uncle, he said, well, why don't we go out and have some shish kebab, you know, souvlaki. And there was a beer called Henninger. It's from Germany, I believe. And that was the first time I really had beer, you know, under adult supervision. My mom didn't get mad, not really, you know. I only have one glass like that. And that was so, that's a little lenient back then, you know, that people drink. It was okay. It was very good. Over the years, I don't drink, I drank other kinds, Coors Light, Heineken, all that. But, you know, I'm not a big fan of it. You know, I'm not even a big fan of wine, not an alcoholic, except champagne and New Year's Eve. But, you know, the past few years, I like Greek beer. You know, I had Fix. This is to all the Greeks that I know, all the Greek in Chicago. I like Fix, and I tried Mythos recently. That was about a couple months ago. That was pretty good. Yeah, so I like Greek beer better than American beer. I'm so biased. So I'm sure in Greece it's delicious. So that's I only drink on special occasions. Last time I had Old Style, I was interviewed for Chicago Magazine by Ted McClelland. I hope I pronounce his name. He's a very nice guy. And we went to Vito and Nick's, and we had Old Style beer. And you know what? It was pretty good. You know, that goes with the pizza. You have that's tradition, you know, that's located on 84th Street and 84th Place. And South Pulaski Road in the Ashburn neighborhood. So the place is still there. The pizza's good. So you can't go wrong with that. So I'd like to go again someday. So the decor hasn't changed. But I don't drink much alcohol. Not really. I have no desire. No, not really. As for the commercial, you know, like I said, I used to watch it all the time. On television, you know, that was during the late 1970s when I was a teenager, then early 80s. And, you know, as more popular beers were introduced, so Old Style, still okay. You know, with Kreuzening, you know, the formula like that. But, you know, I think it's changed so much. And they brewed in La Crosse, Wisconsin. I don't know if it's still brewed there. I'm not sure. But a lot of people said it's not the same when they were younger. Maybe they're right. Maybe they are. I don't know. So don't ask me. I'm not an authority on it. So, you know, I'm a pop drinker. I like soda pop. But now I stop. I only drink pop maybe once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. I drink water, which is dull and boring. Yeah, you know, so because of health issues, you know, pop's not good for you, especially with sugar. You know, diet pop's okay, you know, but there's nothing good like a good cold glass of a soft drink to drink. You know, what are you gonna do? You can drink water, but like I said, it gets tedious. Really gets tedious, but it's good for you. Water is very healthy. Okay. All right, that's enough of the beer. Okay, at the beginning of the program, I mentioned I'm going to talk about the rock group Shadows of Night and also my memories of the Good Humor Ice Cream Truck. Before I get started, I want to mention one thing. Yesterday, I did a podcast about the White Castle restaurant located at West 79th Street and South Pulaski Road, right on the corner across the street from Bogan High School, where I went to school. The responses I got from the podcast episode have been amazing. People loved it, you know. And even when I posted, when I was announcing that I'm going to talk about this, they were like, oh, they were excited. And then, you know, before that, I posted a picture of myself going there that Friday for lunch, you know. And like I said before, they were complaining because I ordered one double White Castle and a small fry. Again, I got health issues. I got to be careful, you know, because I got high cholesterol and high blood pressure. You know, I take medication. I could eat more if I wanted to, but I just want to be careful. I just want to show people that I ordered there. This was quiet and, not very busy. Not just like, it wasn't like that when I was in school. No, it was jam-packed, very busy, you know. And some kids from my class at Bogan went there yesterday. And the other kids as well from Bogan. And just for one last time, I saw some pictures and that was beautiful. That was very nice. And then some people said that they were closing at 5 o'clock in the morning today, you know, on Sunday morning. Maybe that's true, or maybe they're closing at the end of the day. I don't know. Oh, I'm not going to hop in the car and go check. So, but they are closing April 7th, and they are going to, according to some information that someone sent to me, that they're going to replace it with a Mexican restaurant. So at least it won't be vacant, you know. Yeah, it would have been great if they had a Dunkin' Donuts there. That would have been fine. Because I don't know if there's one around the neighborhood. I think there's one like 79th Street West, you know, Cicero. Maybe they should have done that. I don't know. But the land is bought, the property, you know, so they're going to convert that. So that's good news in a way. It's just, it's not the same anymore, you know. And I felt really sad that a part of my childhood memories is gone, you know. And everyone else's, you know. Some people loved it. Some people hated it. Some people got sick from it. Me, it's happened once in a while. You know, I don't know what it is, you know. Guess it's your digestive system like that. So what are you going to do? Okay, so what are you going to do? So there are other White Castle locations in the area. There's one in 63rd Street in Cicero, and near Midway Airport. There's one in 1400 West and 79th Street on Loomis Boulevard. Yeah, that's a little east of there. And but there's a few in the suburbs. There's one in Chicago Ridge, Bridgeview, 79th and Harlem. That's still there. You can still go there. There's one in Ogden and Harlem. I haven't dined there in a long time, but that's on the way to the hospital where I, you know, go see my doctor. It's right there. And there are still a few. Some have closed, some remain open. Yeah, so it's changing, you know, because fast food is getting expensive. It really is. It's not like in the old days. No, it's changed. Okay. They also said that it wasn't performing well at 79th Street, which I can understand, you know, because it's, the neighborhood's changed and, you know, so that's sad. That really is. Okay. Let's get started. We'll talk about the Shadows of Night, and I'll give you a history of the band, and I'll tell you my memories of listening to this band. So here we go. The Shadows of Night, they were an American rock band from Chicago. They were influenced by the British blues. And they began recording in 1965. And let's see, so the Let's see. So when they formed in 1964, they were simply called the Shadows, and then they changed. And then there was a man, but there was already a British group called the Shadows. So they had to change it because that could be confusing. So there was a man called Wiz Winters. He was a friend of the manager of, his name is Paul Sampson, and he came up with the name Shadows of Night to tie in with the British invasion. And all the band members attended Prospect High School in Mount Prospect, Illinois, right up north. And the sports team at the time was called the Knights. I don't know if it still is. No, I have no problem. And let's see. So the founding members include Jim Soans. He's a vocal. He just died about last year. That's kind of sad. There was Warren Rogers. He's the lead guitar. There was Norm Gotch. He was the guitarist. Wayne Purcell, and he's another guitarist. And the one who played the drums was Tom Schiffer. And they only released three albums. And I think they replaced a few people during that time. And they only performed around the Chicago Northwest suburbs. And they became the house band at a place called The Cellar. And it was a music venue located in Arlington Heights. Illinois. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Sorry for the pause. Paul Sampson, he owned a record store during that time, and then he became the music promoter and manager. And then, so they did travel, not just there, but probably around that. They probably did some opening acts too. And they recorded a song called Gloria. And that's a classic. And it was from Dunwich Records, you know. And my first memory of listening to that song. And that was like maybe the early 70s. I heard them on WLSAM FM radio that played all the time. And it's like, Gloria, oh, Gloria. Oh, yeah. That was great. I loved it. I loved that song. You know, and so they released some other singles, but it wasn't that popular. There was one called Shake that came out in 1968. That was a little more popular, but not much. So they released three albums. Well, actually four in a way. The albums were Gloria in 1966, then another one called Backdoormen. And then the third one was Shadows of Night, after it was the self-titled one. I don't think that was very popular at the time. But the first two albums were from Dunwich Records. Okay. And then the band broke up, and then they reunited, and you know how that goes. And so they performed, but with different members, and you know, blah blah blah, like that. Let's see what else. The original band member. So I mentioned that Jimmy Sons passed away in July 29th, 2022. He was 75. He died of a stroke, so that was sad like that. I just love bands from, you know, like from my hometown. You know, you have the Buckinghams, you have the, what's it called? New Colony 6. What else? Can't think of the top of my head. The Crying Shames, like that. I'll talk about those soon. I know the New Colony 6 is still performing. I think the Buckinghams are, in a way, not with everybody. So, but you know, so that's one of great memories of that band and their famous song, Gloria, you know, which is, that's wonderful. Okay. All right. Next up, I'm going to talk about the my memories of the Good Humor ice cream truck. Right now, I'll take a quick break, and when I come back, I'll start talking about it. Okay? Thanks. Thank you, folks, and I'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Okay, everyone, I'm back. Now, right now, I'm going to talk about my memories of the Good Humor ice cream truck. Let me give you a brief history about this company. It was founded in 1920 in Youngstown, Ohio. And then they invited the Good Humor Bar. It was a chocolate coated ice cream bar on a stick, and then sales just took off. And then in the 1950s, you saw, well, maybe earlier than that, you would see the trucks, you know, that would travel around the neighborhoods, you know, and you would recognize it immediately with the trucks. They were kind of small. They have the Good Humor logo with the ice cream bar bitten like that on the sides. Then they introduced more flavors, like, for example, chocolate eclair, strawberry shortcake, and the list goes on and on. Drumsticks, yeah, they had that. Popsicles, I think that came later, or that was another company, but mostly it was just ice cream, you know. And so, yeah, I think they did sell popsicles. Yeah, I think they did, you know. That's what I remember. I could be wrong. Anyway, my earliest memories of the Good Humor ice cream truck is when I lived in Roseland neighborhood in Chicago. For 5 years, from 1969 to 1974. My mom, also sometimes my dad, we would go to Palmer Park in the Roseland neighborhood. That was located on East 111th Street, between 111th Street and East 113th Street, from South Indiana Avenue to Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. It's a beautiful park. Still is, you know. I remember the swimming pool, and we used to ride our bikes. I'll talk about that someday. And then, you know, sometimes we played with other kids. We knew people from our church and from the neighborhood. We get together and all that. Then when you're playing or you're talking, all of a sudden the ice cream truck comes, and you would hear that song, Turkey in a Straw, you know, you know, like that. And as a kid, you know, with my brothers and with the other kids, oh, that was like, oh my God, here he comes. Oh, and we get excited and we beg our parents to buy ice cream, which, you know, they relented sometimes, you know, but, you know, sometimes it was close to dinner time and my mom would say no. She had a point, you know, but if it was like earlier in the day, like in the afternoon, yeah, she would buy us. And then we would run to the truck and wait in line, and there would be the ice cream man, and he still played the music. And then my mom would ask, what would you like? And they had the menu on the side of the truck. And I would point out, you know, the picture, you know, I would like a chocolate eclair or an ice cream sandwich, which is one of my favorites. And she would pay. Well, of course she would, you know, and my father too. He did that. He had ice. He believe it or not, my dad, when he was alive, he was not much of a, he didn't like sweets that much, but when it came to ice cream, he loved it, you know, and he had some too. So that was great. My mom, not so much. I mean, she likes it in a bowl, you know, and you buy it store-bought. Anyway, so there was a great memory of that when I was maybe, you know, between when I was 6 and 10 years old. You know, during the summer months, we wouldn't buy every day, but, you know, because my mom didn't want us to eat all the time, which she had a point like that, because we had ice cream at home too, you know, for special occasions or just for a treat. And then when we moved to the Ashburn neighborhood in 1974, we bought a house, and you know what? The ice cream truck was there. I don't know. You know, to tell you the truth, I don't know if the Good Humor Man was there. I think maybe it was Mr. Softy or some other truck. I don't really remember, but he did travel around in the summer, and we heard that song, you know, Turkey in a Straw or some other song, and we would rush, you know, with the other kids in the neighborhood. We'd do the same thing, you know, but we had money. But first I would run to the house, let my brothers know, and let my mom, ice cream truck is coming. Can we buy ice cream? We ask her first. Yes. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. And then we run and get some ice cream, you know, and it's those hot summer days and nights that really hit the spot. So that's a great memory of that. Yeah, I like that. And they discontinued those later on. Probably in the 80s or 90s. I'm not sure because I never saw many booth. I never saw them. You know, the Good Humor trucks. And now Good Humor is still in business, you know, the ice cream company, but they're sold in stores. And, you know, I haven't bought one in a long time. Not a chocolate eclair or strawberry shortcake, but I did buy one with the, what's that called? The chocolate chip cookie with the chocolate chips all around with the vanilla ice cream. That is good. I love that. I don't know if it was available when I was a kid. Maybe, maybe not. I didn't pay attention. So yeah, it was all right. But, you know, I think the ice cream tasted better in the truck than in the stores for some strange reason. And where I live now, during the summer, you don't see much. I saw a couple trucks, ice cream trucks drive around, but I don't see many kids running like when I was a kid. Not really. He would drive around like that. And so that's a, you know, that is a beautiful childhood memory of when the ice cream truck is driving around the neighborhood or at a public park. And sometimes when you drive around, I drive around in my car and I see that park, the truck that is, and all the kids lining up with their parents, getting ice cream for their kids. It's beautiful. It really is beautiful. So, but my favorite flavor, of course, was the chocolate eclair. I love that, you know. Of course, ice cream sandwiches. You can't beat that. I love it. My favorite is when it's crunchy, that kind of soft like that. And sometimes when you squeeze it, you know, all the vanilla ice cream would squeeze out like that. And you would just lick it with your tongue and just eat it. But, you know, the sandwich, you know, get like on your fingers and you start licking them. You know, you make a mess. Of course, you get a napkin and wipe yourself off. Yeah, you know, I haven't had an ice cream sandwich a long time. I love them. I really do. Okay. So that's it for this show. I'll do a recap of what I talked about. I talked about the rock group The Shadows of Night from the 1960s and my memories of the Good Humor ice cream truck. This podcast will be published today, wherever podcasts are available, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts is gone, no longer, they no longer do that. Also, Breaker, Overcast. You can hit follow. And if you do that, you click on follow, and then it'll give you a notification of the latest episode. Also, be on my blog, vanishedchicagoland.blog. Okay, and also be on my website. Also, be on my YouTube channel, VanishedChicagoland Stories. Again, if you want to try trying to find it, this is what you do. Go to YouTube, type in VanishedChicagoland Stories or the podcast or my name, and you will find it. Hit subscribe, and you'll get the latest episodes. If you care to wish to listen to previous episodes, please do, you know, if you have time. That'd be great. You know, I had a comment from somebody that said, oh, what, when you do the commercials, why don't you show the video? And I said, this is audio. I haven't answered to him yet. I'm sorry. But this is audio. I don't know how to do that. You know, this is an audio podcast like that. I will answer to him later. Also, be sure to my social media accounts, Facebook, X, LinkedIn, Reddit, TikTok, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky. You know, there's the link. If you want to click on the link, you know, copy the link. It'll take you right there. You can listen. Okay. So that's it for today. So this is Pete Costanis, your host for Vanishing Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me on a Sunday. It's a little rainy, a little cool. Tomorrow, it's going to be nice and warm. And also, it's the eclipse. A lot of people are excited about that. Ooh. I will probably do another podcast episode Tuesday. We'll see. And so, again, you know, I'm still going to miss White Castles on that location. I still can't accept that. It's hard. Okay. All right. So, again, this is Pete Costanis, your host for Vanishing Chicagoland Stories. Thank you for joining me. I leave you off. Bye-bye for me. And here's a little traveling music with Ray Rayner saying bye-bye-bye. Take care, everyone, and so long.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.